Black Women, Green Thumbs, Austin's First Black Women's Gardening Club. Black horticultural traditions made their way to Texas as well and are reflected in Austin's rich garden history. In fact, a 1950s reporter for the American Statesman, later the Austin American Statesman, once wrote that Black people possessed, quote, some of the greenest thumbs in the world, end quote. This isn't a surprising statement. Enslaved Africans were brought to this country in bondage, not because they lacked talent. It was, in part, because they were exceptional cultivators of the soil. Black Americans' ancestors were from areas such as modern-day Senegal and the Gambia, agriculturally rich communities rooted in farming, as described in Dream a World Anew, a book on the African-American experience, edited by Kinshasha Holman Conwell. Maybe the reporter had heard whispers about those little old ladies who used to garden at the King's Daughter's Home, a facility for senior Black women in the early 1900s. Located on the 1200 block of Rosewood Avenue, across the street from where Rosewood Restaurant stands today, each woman had her own small plot of ground to nourish. The garden thrived on a lot of hard work and an equal helping of love. It sometimes took the women all day to irrigate their plots. They carried water in buckets and tin cans to hydrate their vegetables, roses, and other flowers. In the spring of 1954, a new generation of gardeners gathered at the home of Alice T. King, no known relation, to organize the city's first Black women's garden club. They were likely inspired by the rich history of Black garden clubs in the South. The mother of them all, the Negro Garden Club of Virginia, started with 7 chapters and was officially organized in 1932. The Austin Ladies' purpose was to promote interest and concern in the community for improved yards and home beautification. Though Alice King's home is long gone, a picture of the charter officers was taken and original member names were recorded, a small bit of credit in a sorely lacking history.